regards to Lost River, how did you guys approach the music?
Well, I always knew that I wanted Johnny Jewel to score the film, and that was confirmed when I sent him the script, and he texted me a few hours later and said, "Dark Goonies, cool, I'm in." He got it, you know, and that was it. We just sort of, it's influenced by these, you know, films that made me love films in the 80s, you know, the movies that I watched as a kid, like Goonies and sort of Secret of Nim, or, you know, just like the sound of those Amblin movies, or just like that kind of early 80s, really like hyper-romantic synth with like menacing kind of undertones. And Johnny's like, he's like a master of that, so it had to be him.
Yeah, and with his background on the Drive soundtrack, there's the scene in the dance hall. There's that electronic tune that really has the same impact as some of the tunes I felt on the Drive soundtrack.
Yeah.
Was that the intention? Tell me about how that music was made.
That was like the love theme that was actually like a stem from another song of his called Yes. But it's just so emotional, you know, and it was just really, you know, it was really... We had shot with the actors like at night. We'd taken them out after the crew went to sleep, like Ian and Saoirse, and me and Benoit ran around and filmed them in the streets at night. And so we had all this footage of them that wasn't scripted. And I heard that piece of music of Johnny's, and I just started cutting something together with all that footage. And so that whole sequence is kind of inspired by that music.
And what kind of music do you listen to, and how did that inform the soundtrack of the film?
I think the soundtrack is kind of a good indication. You know, I listen to a lot of old stuff and a lot of new stuff, you know. But I think, like, I guess when I first started, I knew I wanted the score to be like an 80s kind of vibe, but I also wanted it to feel a bit like a duet between the Shangri-Las and Suicide. And it kind of happened in this way when Saoirse sang this song in her room, because it's a Martin Rev song, and he's from, you know, he's obviously from Suicide, but she kind of sang it like Mary Wise from Shangri-Las. So it all kind of came together in that moment.
Tell me, I'm your baby.
You're obviously a musician. I absolutely love that.
Oh, thanks.
Album. Listen to it a lot. That was 2007. Cool. Now that. When are we gonna get some more?
I don't know. We recorded another one, but just in my garage, and we never finished it. Maybe we should finish it.
Actor or rock star?
Well, we were never rock stars because, you know, we had kids in our band, so it was like. All of our rock star fantasies were smashed when we had to deal with the kids' choir, which was awesome and such a big part of the sound of the record. But we spent more time trying to, like, keep the kids out of the Red Bull and stuff, you know.
Do you still write music, though? Is it something you often do?
Yeah, I do. You know, it was fun to work on this, because the only thing I had made sort of, you know, that I had made was that record before this movie. So... that really helped me kind of prepare for making this film. And but I liked working on this film because I got to still work with music as well. You know, I got to work with more elements. You know, the record, we tried to make a visual world that went with the music. And in this case, it was a visual world that I tried to anyway, I'm rambling. What was the next question?
What would you like to do next? What kind of a film would you like to do next? Musical.
Musical.
Really?
Yeah.
Musical.
I like those old Gene Kelly ones, you know, the old MGM ones.
Mm.
Not so much Broadway ones, but I like those old, like, Technicolor American in Paris kind of ones.
Okay, so we should expect maybe one of those.
Or Busby Berkeley musicals. Those are okay. Cool.